This is Respawn. I'm Kate Remington with Robin Miller. Hey, it's great to have a chance to talk with you.
It's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, obviously you don't need any introduction, being the co-creator and the composer for Myst in 1993 and Riven in 97. But what I'm really excited to be talking with you about is Abduction, you know, this game that's described as the spiritual successor to Myst. It's been a multi-year journey with the Kickstarter, and it must be so much fun for you to be able to finally be, you know, really talking about it since it's going to be released at the end of the month.
We really haven't had a chance to talk much about it at this point, and I haven't had any chance at all to talk about the music, so this is just one of the first couple times to really talk about the music. So it's great to be here.
Well, it's fantastic, and it's fun for me too, because I've heard the track that you put on SoundCloud, which is absolutely stunning, and they also the track from the teaser trailer, and that reminds me that you've been composing all along, ever since you stopped working with Cyan and with Rand, and so a lot, I would imagine, a lot of the music that you've been writing has maybe crept in a little bit to Abduction?
I've been composing off and on. The music that was used on the trailer was actually an album I did with a friend, and it was a rock album. And so Rand really, he didn't want to use any of the Abduction soundtrack album for that trailer. And I actually tried to talk him into it. But he did not want to use it, and he wanted to use that song. And so a lot of people have made the assumption that that's going to be in the Abduction soundtrack, and it's not. But, you know, it's one of my pieces, and so it kind of it has a similar feel, of course.
Yeah, it absolutely does. I can hear, you know, echoes of Myst and Riven in there. And
yeah, so, yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, you came on board late last fall to do the music for Abduction, and I would love to know what it was that kind of drew you back in. Was it like arm twisting from Rand? Or?
Yes, absolutely. I wasn't going to do it, and Rand, he asked me to do it, and I had already signed on to be a character in Abduction. I'm playing one of the lead roles, and that was a lot easier because it only was a couple-day commitment. And then I finally, you know, once he had decided to ask me to do the soundtrack, I finally you know, I knew it was going to take a while. It's no small task to do a soundtrack for an entire video game. Not just because, unlike a film, where it's just 2 hours, you know, where you can watch the entire film and decide, okay, well, what kind of pieces are needed. But in a video game, it's a lot more difficult to know what kind of pieces are needed. And so, yeah, I think, you know, I finally decided, hey, you know, why the hell not? This could be something fun, not just from a musical perspective, but also just working with Rand and just a collaborative type of thing. This could be fun, the two of us working together again.
Oh, yeah.
And it has been. It's been incredibly fun. I think we've had a great time working on something again.
Yeah, I bet, kind of like the old days, maybe putting the band back together, sort of.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Had a great time.
The way that you worked together with Mist and Riven, you were right in there at the beginning. But when you came back at this point, there must have been a pretty good storyline, or Abduction was further along. So did you have to play catch up a little bit, or did it help that it was further along and that gave you more ideas?
A little of both, but I would say, I mean, it was much further along. Abduction was designed, and most of it was rendered, or, you know, the visuals were there, at least to a rough extent. And so the story was completely there. I had to get all of that from explanations from Rand and from looking at visuals. With Mist, I knew all of that backwards and forwards, inside out, because we had created it. So when I wrote the music for Mist and Riven, I knew exactly what that music should be saying. It was a lot easier. It was like the music was one and the same with the visuals and the story and all of, and everything else that was going on. With this, yeah, it took me some work to really understand what the music had to say. And it took a lot of communication. It's still taking communication. Because, for example, I may not even understand the puzzle that the player has gone through to get to a particular point where the music begins. And I still have not played the entire game.
Wow.
There's just no way for me to have done that. And so I really have to sit down and say, okay, you know, what happens at this point to right before I begin this music? And Then I really have to ask the question, well, should the music come after you solve the puzzle? Or maybe it's, you know, an anticipatory sort of music before you get to, you know, some puzzle, or, you know, it's really, there's a lot of communication, and it's a kind of, in a way, a harder job because I'm not in the midst of it.
It really illustrates just how essential music is because of all of the clues that it can give a player about the environment or what the mood, you know, what the character might be feeling. So it's a lot to take on in a really short amount of time.
Right, absolutely. And in this case, I mean, it's there is a director of this project, that is Rand, and he's driving the ship, and I am taking direction, you know, from my brother on this. And because I can't possibly know, especially through all the iterations of the game, but I can't follow it as well as he knows it inside out. It's his baby, and there's also a whole team there, and they're following it inside out, and I'm kind of, you know, doing my job to keep up with it, like you say, and try to create that music that augments the experience and is a part of that experience and augments the story as much as possible. But yeah, it's just a lot of that communication with the director.
Well, and then you add the pressure of the fan expectations on top of that.
So. Right. Right, yeah.
I
really don't mind that as much. And I think there's probably a certain amount of fan expectations that, you know, want the music to say, for example, to sound like Myst. And I feel like, for example, this is a different game than Myst, and it shouldn't sound too much like Myst. I think, I've personally have wanted to push it in that direction a little bit because it's been called a spiritual successor to Myst, and that's just fun. But at the same time, this world looks so different, and it's my job to write music that feels like the world. It feels like the visuals I'm seeing. that is what is most important. And I can't second guess myself because of what I think the fans might like hearing.
That's true. And with so many directors and developers and composers, you just have to stay true to your own voice and give the game what it needs. And people will follow along. And honestly, they're going to be happy with whatever you give us because we're just so excited about it. And you mentioned that it's the spiritual successor to Myst, but it really has nothing to do at all with the story. It's just in the spirit of Myst, a mysterious, intriguing world with puzzles, right?
Yeah, I think the way that it's been called a spiritual successor to Myst, or the reason it's been called a spiritual successor to Myst, is because it's a adventure/puzzle-based game that is very kind of that same slow-paced game. You know, you wander through the world, and there's no pressure pushing you through the world. You don't die. It's just it's the same genre of game. It aspires to be photorealistic. So in that way, it is the spiritual successor of Myst. But it really is not in any way, shape, or form a Myst, part of that Myst world.
Yeah, so it's a whole new adventure for all of us, basically.
Which to me is much more exciting.
Mm-hmm, yeah, definitely. And I was playing kind of Drop the Needle with your soundtracks for Myst and Riven over the weekend. And the thing that just really struck me is within just a few notes, I could identify exactly where that music was from. And that's such a gift. And I'm kind of hoping that you're planning to do that with Abduction too, with really specific pieces for the areas.
Wow, that's amazing, because I cannot identify where those pieces are. I hear any of those pieces and I'm just like, what? No idea. I have no idea. So I'm impressed. Musical acumen. So yeah, I mean, I'll just tell you how I go about writing the music. Maybe that's...
Yeah, sure.
There's different worlds in this game. I don't think I'm giving away anything. And each world has its own sound. And then within each world, there's different places and different areas. And I am not directly... I think Myst had different motifs that were directly linked to, for example, the characters. The characters of Cirrus and Achenar. And if you went to Mechanical Age, well, you would hear that Achenar motif, but in the flavor of the Mechanical Age. And then I kind of got away from that motif idea, say, a little bit in Riven. And I think in this game, I'm not so directly linked to the motif idea as well. It's more like what we have here is something that is... There's still something more similar to tonally feelings in the music that are linked to these worlds. And then there's definitely music that really makes you feel something about the visuals you're seeing. And yeah, I mean, for example, when I look at a visual of a place, I write the music that I'm hearing in my head, kind of, is the best way to say it. But I'm not trying to write, you know, the CW motif. which is a great way to write music.
Well, sure.
But in a game, maybe it just comes across a little too overbearing or a little too strong. It's but for this type of game.
It totally can, because... Yeah, you're right. For some games, it's kind of neat because you know what sort of enemies are right around the corner by their little themes and stuff. But other than that, it just ends up being kind of a Wagner ripoff sort of with all of those.
Exactly, right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you mentioned CW. Is that the character that you're going to be playing?
It is.
Uh-huh.
I'm not allowed to say.
Okay.
No, I totally am. I think I can say, yeah. So I'm CW.
It's just such an intriguing world, again, you know, from what I've seen from the trailer and the gameplay. And again, it must have been so much fun to be able to start with a completely clean slate and just use all of the tools that you have now, way more tools for making music than you had in the days of Mist and Riven.
For Mist, I used one synthesizer, it was a Proteus MPS Plus, I think. And then for Riven, I used a Triton, a Korg Triton, and I think another external synthesizer. And that was it. I did all of my mixing on those synthesizers and all of the effects on those, on the external synthesizer. And the only thing I used the computer for was just to write the music. And here now I've got, I don't know how many synthesizers I have. It seems like I have an endless amount. The only problem I have is choosing from an endless amount of synthesizers what sound I want. If I want to use a piano, the only problem I have is what from, you know, of my 40 pianos should I choose? You know. So there's an overload of choices. There's too many choices, and it's funny how limitations can be a good thing sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that from other composers too, because it keeps them in a box, and it keeps, you really have to be creative to think about how to work, you know, within the box.
Right. So it's nice to work within those limitations, and I have, just to try that out, sometimes I've opened up other files I've worked with, and then so they already have 10 tracks of instruments. I'll strip away all the stuff I've already written, and I'll just write within the 10 instruments that are already there. And because it's just really, you just have to make do with what's there. And it's, in the end, it's not about what instrument am I choosing? What's going to really, what's going to sound cool for this melody or harmony or, whatever it is. It's what the melody is that is important. Counter melody, it's the music itself. It's the writing itself that is important. And I think we get hung up. It's so easy with all of these tools at hand to get hung up with the tools. And believe me, I really, really love these tools. It's amazing. And it does help incredibly, but that's not what the music is. That's not what great writing is. So.
Yeah, I mean, the tools aren't going to help if you've started with a really not very good, boring melody. I mean, you can only do so much. So.
Right, right.
I don't know if this is a question for you or for whoever the sound designer was on Mist, but I would love to know, speaking of sounds and tools and stuff, did you come up with that iconic sound for the Linking Books?
Okay, now we did a couple of different things, yes, I came up with this sound, the amazing, amazing, amazing Linking Book sound.
Yeah,
by going like this. That was it. And then I added a bunch of effects.
It's incredible. I mean, you hear it and it's like, okay, now I'm going to go to Channelwood. And so.
Right. So it was my voice. I actually did that with my voice.
Wow. Well, one of the things that made Mist and Riven really, really unique for their time was the full motion video that was in them. Nobody had been able to do that. And so are you using a similar technique with your character in Abduction?
Yes, they are doing that. And they filmed the whole thing. And so they do it in some very creative ways. And it's especially effective, I think, in virtual reality, because they've done the whole game in virtual reality.
Yeah.
That's something else that's pretty fantastic. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they've done all of the filmed all of the people in, and they appear in the game, not in CG. There's no CG characters, but all of the characters appear as video. integrated into the environments in very creative ways.
Oh, that's so cool. You know, I'm wondering, I'm really sensing a sense of nostalgia for games like Mist and Riven, and I think Abduction is coming out in exactly the right time. And I'm wondering if you feel like, well, maybe there's something missing from games these days. I mean, I know that's kind of a blanket statement, but I'm just curious about what might be driving this sort of sense of nostalgia.
I mean, I really like a wide variety of games. I do like games that have a quieter pace. Mist had a slower pace. Now, I'm not saying it was the perfect game or anything. It was new in its time, and I think that's part of the reason it was popular. I think there's a lot of games since then that are, you know, kind of have a hectic or frantic pace.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoy watching people play those games. They're not my style of game. I do, you know, I personally have a desire to maybe play some of those just more thoughtful and thoughtfully paced games, like that are more about the mystery, more about mystery and more about, you know, solving things. And so, yeah, if that's what you mean by nostalgic, I don't know if that is, for me, a nostalgic thing. For me, that's just a style of game that I am looking to play.
Mm-hmm. No, I totally agree. There's nothing worse than being under fire and knowing you don't have enough weapons to get out of a situation alive.
Right. Well, and for me, I've just never been very good at it.
No, actually. Me either.
And I just have, like, it's always bugged me, like, and I've always been bugged by the, ever since arcade games existed, I've always been bugged by dying.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I don't want to die, and it just seemed like an artifice of these worlds that exist in computers. Like, okay, we'll kill you, and then you have to go back.
Mm-hmm. You're being punished.
And so it just seems like, okay, well, why have that? If it's, you know, there's no reason to have that. And it's, you know, and the vast majority of games have that. And so that's one reason. And another reason is I enjoy much more a style of game. And I think this is why we made Mist, was I enjoy much more a style of game where I'm figuring things out. And it doesn't need to be a Mist, you know, exact Mist-like game. There's many other styles of games, but I enjoy a type of game where it's a mystery. And there's been a number of games like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The thing that really struck me when I started playing Mist and then later Riven was it has such a compelling story, and it's driven by the mystery in this case. It's like, you know, the adventure books that I was reading in when I was little, in junior high and high school, and it's just like, well, what's going to happen now? So, and I know you were influenced quite a bit by Jules Verne and the Chronicles of Narnia when you were making those. Is there anything you can tell us about what the influences were for Abduction?
I don't know, because I've not been there in the, you know, that is something, that's a good question for Rand. I'm not privy.
Yeah.
I will say this, though. I want to get back to the VR thing, because I was, the other day, I was just there at Cyan, and we were setting up to do some sound stuff, some music stuff, and we were going to review all the music. And none of that was ready. And I said, hey, I want to see the VR. And so that was all set up in one of the other rooms. And we went in. And for the first time, I got to try out the VR version of Abduction. And I don't know how you felt about VR. I've talked to a lot of people. I've tried a lot of different VR projects.
Yeah.
And I've tried all the platforms.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of blown away by Abduction in VR. It was like, I tried one, they put me into one of their worlds, and it was this massive, like these massive cliffs in blue with all of these carvings in the cliffs. And,
wow.
Clouds are rolling by right in front of you. And of course, in VR, all of this is in three dimensions. And mm-hmm. you're on these little wooden platforms on the edge of these cliffs, and you can move your head around. and look down into these chasms or look way, way, way up. And it's the scale becomes something quite substantial in virtual reality. Like, it's real. You know, on a flat screen, it's the scale looks cool.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting.
Yeah.
But in virtual reality, it's there. I mean, the scale really means something. You can, it's so fascinating. You walk out over a little catwalk over from one cliff to another, and it's a grating, you know, below you, and you can see down the grating just into this chasm, and it's just like, I've never experienced anything like that in virtual reality, and especially because it does, it's very close to photorealistic.
Mm-hmm.
And it does that really, really well. So it was awesome.
It sounds incredible the way you're describing it. Wow. Did you have to make any kind of adjustments to the music for the VR version, or is it it's like more directional maybe? Or
No, the music was absolutely amazing. I honestly, I actually don't even remember if the music was in.
Oh wow, it was that good. Right?
I was just enjoying the game. I don't remember, but I didn't make adjustments. I think maybe the music was in. I don't remember. Yeah. I seriously was just enjoying the game.
Yeah, which it must be a great feeling, because to be part of a team that's making this game and not be, you know, kind of used to it and taking it for granted. I mean, but to just see it with brand new eyes must have been a great experience.
Yeah. Yes. I was. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I wasn't expecting it. I was not expecting it at all. I mean, I've been working on this, you know, all along thinking, okay, this is going to be, you know, this is gonna be this very cool game, and they're making this VR version of it, and, you know, they're kind of putting it together as an afterthought. Well, the VR version is the way to play this game.
Wow.
If you can accomplish that, if you can buy, you know, because it's expensive, it's not cheap.
Yeah.
But I actually don't think anyone at Cyan has really understood that either. But now the models they've built hold up to that in this phenomenal way. Yeah, you know, and someday everybody will have virtual reality, you know, something or others. I don't know. But it's like, you know, there's models in this that are just, you take a step forward and it's node-based, or, you know, there's two different ways to play it. You can do node-based, or you can just kind of glide through it.
Yeah.
Node-based, for me, node-based doesn't make me sick. So you take a step forward, and then you just look. It's the kind of environment where you just look around, kind of in awe. You just like stare in all directions, and then you take another step forward, and then you just again, you just stop and stare.
Wow,
and it's really amazing.
All right. Well, I think when you guys are done with Abduction, when it ships and it gets all done, I think your next project is going to be to make Riven in VR, because that. I was going to ask what has been sort of the best part for you of coming back to Cyan and working on Abduction.
Yeah, the best part has probably been, you know, Ran and I have talked a lot about, well, we've been working together on Abduction, and we've talked a lot about, you know, other projects, potential future projects, and even design stuff. And so that sort of back and forth between the two of us has really been enjoyable, very fun, and just batting things around again has been delightful, whether it be music or other. And I think that's probably the best part.
Wow. That sounds just wonderful. And I said, as I said, I'm so pleased that Abduction is really just around the corner. It's going to be great to hear your music. And that'll be released as a separate soundtrack too, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. A lot of people have been asking me, will the music be available for LP? And I know that's not a big thing, but when we release it, we plan to make the music available, you know, in all the normal versions of, you know, just online and things like that. But we also want to release some special versions and LP versions and things like that. So we really want to have a comprehensive release of this album, because I think there's going to be the demand for it. And we also want to do the same thing for the Mist and Riven music at the same time.
So
there's been a similar demand for those albums. So
I'll bet. I think it's really awesome that vinyl has come back, like, in a really big way now. But you can do so much more with vinyl, and especially with cover design and that kind of thing.
I know. So fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun. Yeah. So that would be the most fun part of it, is just to have a relic,
mm-hmm.
something that feels like a relic from the world, or, you know, it's a collectible.
Yeah,
and there's a lot to do with a collectible for this kind of game and this kind of world, and so that's exciting.
Fantastic. Well, Robin, thank you so very much for spending some time to kind of tease it a little bit more. And we're all really looking forward to it.
Absolutely. Yes, thank you for talking.